here on the Metal Command Show, and we're just heard some tremendous. And this is off of, hold on, I got to make sure. Okay, say something for me. Can you? All right. There we go.
Say something for me.
Right. Right. And I was just playing Earth Becomes Sun. Dude, I'm trying to talk. You know, it's bad enough you're stalking me and coming on my show all
the time.
I got to file a restraining order. It still hasn't worked.
It's the Curry Murphy talk hour. Over here.
So anyway, we have the tremendous, and you have obviously another new project here, and
yeah.
talk about the EP you have released, and talk about how the band got together, and you know the recording of the album.
The new EP is huge. It all ties in cleverly with the tremendous is huge, so you can all laugh at that one, kids. But no, it actually came about. It was real funny. The singer Chris, who plays bass in the band. And sings, duh. He had approached me about wanting to do a heavier project because he's actually kind of what I would call like a jazz fusion funk guy. And he has played in a couple of really cool, not heavier rock bands at all. One band called the League of Proper Musicians, which I recorded a couple records for them. The Akron Potato Guns, and also a band called Baby Man. And just like what I would classify as, you know, like funk or like, you know, fusion type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of surprised that he had asked, well, hey man, you want to do something? And because, you know, quite honestly, I'm only really good at metal. So I kind of prefaced it with that. I'm like, well, dude, you know, I can't really play funk or jazz or, I mean, I know those notes, but you know, I'm only really good at like, and he had said that Nick, the Fridge, who's also here in the studio, would be interested in maybe doing something, and that was really the beginning of it. About maybe a year ago, he had brought that up, and then it took us, you know, 6 or 7 months to actually pop the cherry and get everybody into a room to make noise. And I know I was nervous as all get out about it, because I'm like, you know, these guys, the first time I met Nick and Chris, Nick used to play in Baby Man as well with Chris. First time I met him, like, I walked into a studio and it was a repair session, as I affectionately call it, where they had already recorded either the entire album or certain parts of the album, and the studio that I was freelancing at had lost all of it. Some horrible disaster.
Oh, God, I remember that.
So they were getting, like, free credit hours to come in, and I had offered to volunteer as the new guy at the studio, like, you know, I'll engineer the session and do it, and you know, you don't have to pay me for it. I'll just do it, and first time I met Chris and Fridge, they were studying music and jazz and theory or something at like Akron University. And I walk in, and they both had these huge book binders out, and were like talking about A minor dominant diminished quadruple augmented 7 G chords. And I walk in like, you know, Slayer. I didn't quite know what to say. So for them to actually even be interested in doing something, you know, vaguely heavy with me, I thought was actually really kind of neat. And so for me, it's something that's not as aggressive as like Shatter Messiah or, you know, Annihilator and Nevermore, which were, you know, power metal and thrash metal bands that, you know, I've played in, and with Shatter what I still do. But it's cool to stretch out. It's a three-piece band, and some of my favorite bands are three pieces. And so, you know, taking a whole different approach to writing and being in a band where instead of me sitting there and having everything written and, well, you play this and you play that and here are the lyrics I wrote and here's how, you know, instead of doing that, it's more, you know, we get to get together in a room and be loud and play off each other. And yeah, so it's cool, man. So that's how the band got together. So
they have a show coming up and talk about
we've
that.
We've got a couple shows coming up. We got a show on, what, the 25th of this month down in New Philadelphia with Public Outcry, my old singer Wags from Shatter Messiah. That's one of his first bands, I guess, and he's kind of reconvened it. And
I think he's in like 100 bands.
He's in 100 bands with 16,000 songs, something like that. He's got more songs than iTunes. But no, that's that. I mean, you know, we're poking fun, man. But yeah, so he invited me down to play a show, and so of course I want to bring the tremendous because it's actually, I got all the guys in locally in the band. I don't have to fly anybody in from Boston or, you know, Kentucky or anything. So, yeah, we're playing down there with him. I'm sure that on the Wags MySpace page or on the Public Outcry page. You can find the address for the venue because, you know, hell if I know where it is. We're just going to show up to New Philly. No. It ain't that big. It's like one exit.
Yeah. Well, no, the show's going to be brutal, dude, so it's going to be...
It's going to be brutal grinding metal. It's going to be a kettle full of metal. Anyhow,
I don't think he gets.
No,
that.
We'll explain it to the fans.
Okay.
And then next month in October, we actually have two shows. We have a show September 9th. With?
Yes, that is at the Maple Grove in Maple Heights.
Okay.
We're playing
that's
with.
A cool
club. Yeah, it's cool. I've been there. I haven't played there, but it's with it's us and then my brother's band, Season of the Witch. They're like a big 70s synth explosion, and then. Forged in Flame is the other band.
Those guys are cool, too.
Yeah.
I know the singer.
Yeah. I've heard some of their stuff.
Good,
they're cool.
Good guys. Yeah. I had them on the show, actually.
Yeah,
they were my first interview when I came back on the show. Started doing my
Wow. So that's September...
October 9th.
October 9th.
Saturday.
And then October 16th, we're down in Kentucky with a band that I recorded called Pound. They're playing a show, and Mike is the singer for that band. He also sings for Shatter Messiah, and of course... He invited me down. He's like, hey, bring the Tremendous down. That record is, you know, the EP we released is huge. You know, we're getting a lot of positive feedback on it. And he's like, you guys have to come down. It'll be just a blast. So, you know, any excuse to drink Maker's Mark with Mike and Pat down there, you know, and have a safe place to crawl, you know, can I have this corner of the room? So that's on the 16th of October, Kentucky.
Now you have an EP full of songs. Do you guys have any other stuff like written as far as like any other material for like a full length or anything like that?
Well, yes we do. As a matter of fact, there's a stack of rough demo ideas of us, you know, live in the studio. What we do is because we all have, you know, busy lives with other things, and I can't stand rehearsing. We get together maybe once a week, you know. And throw up a bunch of mics in the loud room of the studio and play. Just three musicians playing. And the cool thing is, with the caliber of player that I'm getting to play with in this band, there seems to be no shortage of music. So there's about another six or seven solid song ideas.
You said 1,600?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Anyway,
there's like another six or seven really solid ideas of songs, and then Chris has this great habit of bringing in like finished songs that he, hey, I think this would work really good with what we're doing, and you know that's so refreshing for me. Instead of, you know, I've got to be the one who comes up with everything and brings everything in.
Yeah.
You know, finally I've got two guys who like to create, you know, in a room and or bring in outside ideas or outside things and. So it's real cool. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff, but I don't know. You know, I'm real excited about the idea of just releasing lots of material, not necessarily, you know, full-length albums, but you'll probably see a lot of, like, 25-minute, 30-minute records from the Tremendous, where, you know, we've got these great tunes, and instead of waiting to write more and getting bored with what we have, we'll just record it and put it out.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, the glory of the digital age, you can kind of do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, that's cool. Well, we're going to play a song here. It's called Wreck Something, and this is off of the Tremendous It's Huge EP.
First song we ever wrote.
Awesome. Here you go. And that's Tremendous with Wreck Something.
That's an honest right there. The Yeah, that's a burrito coming up into the mic.
Yeah. Burrito? Martino Burrito?
Yeah.
Is he coming up to the show?
Well, you know, I might be coming up to this place too much. We'll see what's going on with that band later.
Burrito Burrito. That's a whole different. That's a whole different ego. Don't worry about it, man.
Oh, that's King Bond.
Did you ever see Crime with an AK?
Yeah, I miss my AK-47.
I don't know that side of it.
So, gun enthusiast.
I didn't know.
So, you know, do you have any other shows playing besides that? You know, besides this one you have going on right now?
No, we got just those three right now. And then we're probably looking at wanting to get out on the road with this project because we'll at that point, like, you know, April, May, everybody's schedule will be a bit more clear. Because, you know, again, you know, organizing three active musicians is kind of a challenge, and we're trying not to make this a stressful band. We're trying to have fun with it for a change. But probably April, May, and plus at that point, I anticipate us probably having at least two more records out.
Yeah.
Because we have some plans for, you know, we have the first EP Is Huge is out with six songs.
Mm-hmm.
We have enough material for another one right now. We just kind of need to get together and organize it and then record it. And then I've got some ideas for some other stuff, for some other records. Just some ideas of, like, musical directions we could take per EP, you know, like maybe an industrial-flavored one, or we have a good friend of ours, Morgan, who plays a really wild instrument called a war guitar, which has, like, you know, 52 strings on it, and it's like a bass guitar and another guitar glued together, and, you know, you tap on the strings, you don't actually strum it. It's bizarre, but he plays in a band called Co-Conspirator.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like otherworldly watching him, you know, literally split into two pieces and do this thing with this instrument, and I thought it would be interesting and kind of funny to bring him in for an album and call it, like, mm-hmm. The Tremendous Conspiracy,
yeah.
Where, you know, we take the element of Co-Conspirator,
yeah.
The Tremendous.
Well, you know what's cool, Bob? What was it like for you guys to play? I mean, because you guys play, you know, relatively two different almost genres of music, and, you know, did you think it would work when you first started jamming together, and, you know, what prompted you to actually do that? So I think that's interesting. It's two different types of musicians, or three different types of musicians joining up. And
you mean from different musical backgrounds?
Yeah, different backgrounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for me and Chris, it's very easy for us, like with the, you know, the jazzier background or whatever, the fusion thing, you kind of get used to just sort of feeding off of the other musicians in the room. So it gets really easy to just sort of play with anybody at that point. I mean, you're just using your ears, so it can be heavy, it can be, you know, jazzy, it can be funk, it can be whatever. You just use your ears and make your instrument fit in with what's going on around you, I guess, so.
Yeah, I wasn't that relaxed or blasé-faire about it. I was kind of a nervous wreck, and first time Chris and the Fridge showed up, I'm like, man, it's going to be the worst thing in the world if, like, we get in there and we all just look at each other, What do you want to do? And so luckily that didn't happen. Fridge came in with some kind of Latin samba beat, and I immediately ruined it and made it sound like Pantera. And that song became Wreck Something.
That was
so.
The beginning of that last song, yeah.
and that was actually, like, Fridge showed up, and at that time, you know, I like, recorded a couple of records for Fridge and Chris, so, like, I kind of knew Fridge, like, from behind the glass as, like, the producer guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he was a nice guy. But, like, we'd never, like, just hung out. And he was the first guy to show up. I'm like, what do you want? I was just nervous as all get. I just want to have fun and make music. And it would have been really lame to have these two really good guys come in and then me be the loser who couldn't hang. I used to play Nevermore Tonight. I thought it was fancy.
How did you get the nickname Fridge?
Man, I don't really remember. That's been around for a while. Chris, I think, was the one that came up with that, but that was back when we were, like, young, you know, 21, 22, probably.
Okay.
It's been forever. I think, I honestly think he was just drunk, and I walked in, and he's tried to say, my last name's actually Fritch.
Oh, okay.
Tried gotcha. To say, and he would always call me by my last name, he tried to say it, and his slur ended up coming out like Fridge, and then you saw, like, the smoke coming out of his ears, and little wheels turning, and, he, you know, all of a sudden he gets a little smile, he's like, that sounds like refrigerator, you know, and all of a sudden it's Fridge from that point on, because it's funny, so.
Yeah, because I tell people, oh, yeah, we got the Fridge in the band playing drums, and like, what, is he like a big guy?
Yeah.
I'm like, no,
I'm a tiny guy.
He's like, you know, 80 pounds soaking wet. No, I don't.
Yeah,
do that.
No, I really
am. But he's, you know, he's real skinny, lanky, you know, back there on the drums, all stiff back, ripping it up.
Yeah.
And so, well, how come the Fridge? How come the Fridge? I'm like, because he's so damn cool.
I like that.
That's my answer.
I like
for
that
everybody.
Story better.
There you go.
That's the
so
new story.
Cool. That's the current story.
Yeah, that's the everybody story. From
there you
now
go.
On.
Oh, everybody. It's because I'm cool.
Yeah. That's my story too now.
Well, we're gonna play another track off of the EP. By the way, how did you come up with the name Tremendous? What? How did that come about?
That is just goofy. We were struggling for a band name. We had gone through like six or seven different. Like, we were gonna call ourselves the Llama. From, like, Caddyshack, where Bill Murray's like, you know, I'm caddying in Southeast Asia, and who do they give me but the Dalai Lama himself, flowing robes, breathtaking. And the llama comes up, he asks for the nine wood, and he crushes it at the tee. Big hitter, the llama. So we were like goofing on that, we definitely, when we get together, we have a couple of bottles of wine and what have you, and kind of get tipsy and have fun. And so I'm drunk doing my Bill Murray Caddyshack, and the llama. And Chris pops up, that's what we should call ourselves, the llama. And I'm like, all right. And so for a couple of days we had that, then we went to something else. But we kept doing this thing every time we'd get together, we'd write something, and then walking around in the room, jazzed up from it, just going, man, that was so huge. That was tremendous. That was just, oh, dude, it's tremendous what's going on. And I think Fred, should we just call ourselves the Tremendous? And it just kind of stuck because, yeah, it's like we get excited about this, and that's like our slang for when something's, dude, that's tremendous. That's so tremendous. And so we thought we'd be kind of smart-ass about it and call ourselves the Tremendous.
Well, we're going to play a song here. This is What World off your EP.
Good tune.
And that is What World by the Tremendous, which, by the way, Tremendous is huge.
Yes, it is. Our first EP is huge, literally and figuratively.
So, it's time to, plug everything. You guys have a website, and what's your web address?
TheTremendous.com.
TheTremendous.com.
We are purposefully avoiding the MySpaces and the Facebookers and the tweeters.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
So,
those people are scary, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can go to TheTremendous.com.
Yeah.
And it's real simple. You click on the album artwork. You can stream the music from there. You can buy songs individually for $1 a piece. You can download the entire EP for $4. You can buy a hard copy for $5.
Yeah.
Ta-da. There you go. What else do you need?
Yeah. Do
we need to blog about our daily activities?
No.
I mean, yeah. I play guitar every day and work in a recording studio. There you go.
Yeah.
It's like I write a blog once a month.
Yeah.
I find I don't have much to talk about.
Yeah.
Except if it's
not that interesting. My music is more interesting than me.
Except if I have an interview or something, it's the only time I kind of like to comment about it. But other than that,
yeah.
Well, I don't blog like people on Facebook, you see them go on there, they're like telling you everything they're doing. I have a pen. I just picked the pen up. I just clicked on it. I'm going to write with my pen now. I just put like 50,000 status messages. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I update my studio production work through my Facebook page. I have a personal Facebook, but that's about all I do, unless I get on there and like just do a goofy quote of something.
I wouldn't want to read about me.
And talk about some of the other projects. Fridge, talk about the other bands that you're in, and people can hear some of the other music that you're doing.
This is my main gig right now. Before this, I was in, like Curran said, a couple bands with Chris. I had a touring gig with like a local blues rock guy.
Yeah.
But right now, this is my main gig, really, because I'm also I'm going to college, man. I study economics, so between studying economics, which requires huge amounts of calculus and math,
mm-hmm.
this is the rest of my free time right here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And Curran, talk about, you got some stuff going on as well, and talk about what you got going on.
Well.
A squirrel band, and you got Shatter Messiah.
Squirrel Project 11, XI is what I'm forced to call it now because it has no relation to what the actual band name is. But I just finished drum edits for that. Bob came into town, as everyone knows, for like about 10 days. We recorded 8 Shatter Messiah songs, 11 Super Secret Squirrel XI songs. Got the drum edits done for that. Got to start up the Shatter stuff on Monday. I'm going to give myself a nice weekend. And then I got to start tracking guitars for all of that stuff. So I got a ton of work in regards to that. Got shows with the Tremendous. Got writing I got to do with the Tremendous, which will be great. Every time we get together, even for the show when we rehearse for it, I plan to throw up mics because we're probably going to end up writing some stuff. It's just kind of cool having three really energized guys. You can't help but come up with stuff. So. That's what I got going on. The recording studio, I guess I have a lot of stuff slated for next year. Got some trips to Europe and Canada and other parts of America to make some records. And got some other bands here in the Cleveland area wanting to come in, which is great. Love, making great sounding records for great bands. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it, man. And there, of course, will be more Tremendous records I got to squeeze in there somehow. But we work pretty quick. The first record was kind of cool how we recorded that one. So.
Yeah.
I think we'll stick with that tradition for at least until we get bored with it.
Yeah, I like it.
And you know, what's your you have a MySpace for Smiley Sounds, correct?
I got the Smiley Sounds Studio MySpace page. I've got the Kern Facebook page and the Kern MySpace page.
Yeah.
I really update most of my production work through my Facebook, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I kind of, you know, MySpace is like an abandoned amusement park, kind of like Six Flags nowadays. So most people are on the Facebook. I refuse to get on the Tweedly Deet thing.
I can't do that either.
That's literally for women and men who love men. that tweet thing. So Ashton Kutcher, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Danny Moore's a front.
Even that is a verb, tweeting. Like I don't feel masculine saying that.
Yeah.
So we're going to play the song Nostalgia Clouds. And, hey, great having you on.
Yeah, dude, thank you. Again, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
it's fun. And
thanks,
got
a lot.
Thanks for letting me talk you. Oh, my
Super
God.
Super cool show, man, really.
Yeah, and, yeah, thanks a lot. And, hey, you know what? Obviously, Kern, you got some Shatter stuff or whatever else you got going on with the Secret Squirrel Band and everything else, and you're allowed to reveal all that stuff, then you let me know, and we'll have you back on again.
Well, as soon as we get the first Shatter EP done, the first four more off the floor, when that gets done, I'm shooting for, like, a November.
Okay.
Yeah, November release. We'll come on. We'll debut the four tunes on here.
Sweet, sounds good. We're already planning interviews for the show already.
Yeah, more stalking.
I'm here. Oh my God,
stalking coming up. And another
who is this? About those who is this following me? Who is this longer guy with the elf hat?
Oh yeah, it'll be elf hat weather. So
you gotta have the elf hat, dude. I mean, that was like your debut on the show, man. It was the elf hat. You and Jay.
Yep.
All good. So this is Nostalgia Clouds. We're going to...
This is Nostalgia Cloud, yeah. Oh, back in the day, it was so much better.
You're just blinded by a Nostalgia Cloud.
Yeah, so here we go. And, hey, great having you guys on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Always.